You're listening to a WebYeshiva.org podcast. Visit www.webyeshiva.org to take part in our fully interactive online yeshiva. Visit blog.webyeshiva.org for more free downloadable Torah content.
Hello, this is Ilana Goldstein-Sachs of Web Yeshiva with this week's Tehillim podcast. As we rapidly approach Pesach, I chose for this week Tehillim Kuf Yud Daled, which is one of the first Mizmorim of Hallel. And I chose it because, first of all, as soon as Pesach comes upon us, we'll be saying Hallel quite often. And also because this particular Mizmor, Kuf Yud Daled, is the Mizmor which mentions Yitziat Mitzrayim. And for those two reasons, I thought it would be a good Mizmor to learn now. The Mizmor opens, as I just mentioned, with a clear reference to Yitziat Mitzrayim. Bitzet Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Beit Yaakov me'am lo'ez, hayta Yehuda lekodsho Yisrael mamshelotav. Right, when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, right, Beit Yaakov is a synonym, a parallel to Yisrael, right, the house of Jacob, me'am lo'ez, right, from a foreign nation, when they left that place, Yehuda became kodsho, right, Yehuda, right, kind of like a stand-in, for the most part, for Yisrael, another parallel, you know, another parallel word, another synonym for the word Yisrael, became his holy nation, meaning God's holy nation. I mean, the word nation being implied, it's not written there explicitly. Yisrael mamshelotav, right? Am Yisrael became Hashem's memshala. So that basically when Bnei Yisrael left Egypt, they became Hashem's holy nation, his holy political entity, so to speak, right? This pasuk reminds us, perhaps, of the pasuk from the book of Shemot, right, just before Matan Torah, just before Bnei Israel received the Torah. Hashem says to them that they will be Mamlechet Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh, right? So a similar idea of Am Yisrael becoming a holy nation of Hashem. So basically what's being spoken about in these first two psukim is God's intervention in history, perhaps the example in the Tanakh of God's intervention in history, when Hashem took Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim. The next section of the Mizmor talks about a different aspect of Hashem's control of the world. Hayam ra'a vayanos, hayarden yisov l'achor, haharim rakduch elim givaot kivnetzon. Here, we're not talking about God controlling history. Here, it's God's interaction with the laws of nature, right? The sea, right, saw, right, the sea, the yam, saw something and fled, vayanos. Hayarden yisov la'achor, the Jordan River retreated backwards. Haharim rakdu cha'ilim gva'ot kivnetzon, the mountains, And the hills, they danced, right, like goats, like sheep. It's not entirely spelled out, right? It says Hayam Ra'a Vayanos. Doesn't see exactly say what the different aspects of nature saw, so to speak, that caused them to react in this way. Although perhaps it's meant to be understood, right? Perhaps it's muvan me'elav, as they say. But even if you look at the midrashim, the midrash a little bit takes advantage of the vagueness of the pasuk, so that, for example, one famous midrash on this pukim says that the yam suf, particularly in this midrash, was running away because of what Nachshon ben Aminadav did, right? When you're probably familiar with the Midrash, Nachshon ben Aminadav started walking towards the sea, right? When Bnei Israel didn't know what to do, when they were needed to do something because the sea was in front of them and the Egyptians were chasing them from behind, so he in a moment of faith walks towards the sea and the sea runs away from before him, right? So there, right? The Midrash is, What is the Yam seeing? Ma ra'a hayam vayanos? You know, what Nachshon ben Aminadav did. And there are other midrashim which play with this in different ways. But according to the pshat of the psukim, right, what from before whom are all of these aspects of nature running, or what are they reacting to? Right, that's what's happened in that's what's explained in Psukim Hey through Zayin. Malacha hayam kitanus hayarden nisov leachor heharim tirkedu cheelim givaot kivnetzon milifnei adon chuli aretz milifnei Elohai Yaakov. So what are these psukim doing? These psukim are asking about the things that are described in the previous psukim. O mountains, right? Why are you dancing like sheep, right? O sea, O Yam Suf, O Yarden, why are you doing what you are doing, right? Why are you running away? Milifnei Adon Chuli Aretz, Milifnei Elohei Yaakov, right? The land, the world is reacting, running away from before Hashem, right? So the psukim Hey through Zion are trying to clearly explain the phenomenon that is being observed in the psukim that come right before it. Right? They're running from before Hashem. If it wasn't clear from the psukim before, right? Are these things reacting to Bnei Israel? Are these things reacting to, like suggested in that midrash, Nachshon ben Aminadab, whatever it might be? Here, according to the pshat, nature is reacting to Hashem. It is before God, the creator of the world, that the entire world is reacting. When one puts these two sections together, right, the first section which talks about Hashem bringing Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim, and the second section which shows nature's reaction to Hashem, one has in combination two examples of God's interaction with the world. God intervenes on behalf of Am Yisrael in history, and God controls the forces of nature. But here, the type of intervention with nature that we are being told about isn't God's control of the forces of nature in the sense that, for example, one could possibly say that every time a river flows, that the sun sets, whatever it may be, that Hashem is in control of that thing, but rather that here we have different aspects of nature reacting to God's intervention in history. Right? What is the sea responding to? What are the mountains responding to? Specifically, the act of Hashem of taking Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, right? Hayam ra'av ayanos, right? What was described in the two previous psukim, b'tzeit Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim. So these two aspects of Hashem have become intertwined here, right? The Hashem who can control nature, and the Hashem who takes Bnei Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim, these are intertwined in these psukim. This idea, right, of the intertwining of these two aspects of Hashem are seen once again when one considers the particular events being described in Psukim Gimel and Dal, in the third and fourth Psukim of the Mizmor, meaning the running away of the sea and the river, the dancing of the mountains and the hills. On one level, these might be simply a description of, as I mentioned, of Hashem's of nature's reaction to Hashem revealing himself in the world. And in many places in Tanakh, including Sefer Tehillim, nature is described as reacting to God's appearance in the world. It seems, however, of course, that these particular descriptions are not just nature's reaction to God's revelation, but these are miracles which occurred in the aftermath of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Right? Hayam Ra'am Vayanos is Kriyat Yam Suf. Hayarden Yisov Lachor is the crossing of the Yarden. The dancing mountains, say many Mifarshim, is a description of Har Sinai, where the mountain is described as shaking. So in these events, it's not simply nature reacting to Hashem. It's once again Hashem, the creator and the controller of the natural world, is controlling the natural world in some way to do something on behalf of Am Yisrael, right? That all of these miracles, be it Kriyat Yam Suf or the stopping of the water of the Yarden so Bnei Yisrael can cross then, or Matan Torah, right? All of these things that occurred, yes, they were natural occurrences, but they were things that Hashem did for the benefit of Am Yisrael, miracles that were done for Am Yisrael. So once again, God, the creator and the control of the natural world is the same as the God who guides the hands of history. And this idea comes together once again in the very last pasuk of the Mizmor. As we already learned in Pesukim, Hey and Zayin, nature is dancing and running and retreating before God. In Pasuk Chet, we read a description of this Hashem, right? Who is this Hashem to whom nature is reacting, right? In Pasuk Chet, which is the next Pasuk, which we haven't read yet, and also the last Pasuk of the Mizmor, Hafchi Atzur Agamayim Chalamish Lemaynomayim. What is being described here? Hashem, right? Who is this Hashem? Who is this God? He is the God who changes the rock to a pool of water. And the chalamish, right? A type of very dry stone into a spring of water. God here is described again in terms of his control of nature. Who is this God? He is the God who can take a dry stone and turn it into a rushing stream, right? Only a God who controls nature can do this. And many mefreshim very, very, very accurately, very interestingly show this shows God's complete control of nature, right? Whereas in Hayam Ra'av Vayanos Hayaden Yusav Lachor, we see the aspect of God's control that he can take something that is wet and make it dry, right? He can make a dry path in the middle of a place that is ordinarily very wet. Here we see the opposite. He takes something which is very, very dry. In other words, so there he took something that was wet and made it dry. And here we see him take a stone, a dry stone, and turn it into a stream of water, right? Davar v'hipucho, right? Hashem can do it both ways, right? So this shows that Hashem is completely in control of nature. But as I'm sure at least some of you have already noted, right, this is quite possibly describing yet another miracle that Hashem did for Bnei Israel in the desert, right, providing water from the rock, right? In the two stories of Masa Umeriva and Mei Meriva, right, Bnei Israel complained that they have no water, and Hashem brings forth water from the stone in the desert. So once again, Hashem controls nature for the benefit of Am Yisrael, and thereby changes the course of history. But there is perhaps even a deeper connection hinted here between the God of nature and the God of history. And to appreciate this requires, first, a better understanding of the structure of the Mizmor. There's an article on this Mizmor by someone named Aryeh Strauss, and he shows how the Mizmor, right, Mizmor Kuf Yud Dalet, describes the same thing from two different directions, right? First, the Mizmor, referring specifically to the reaction of nature to Yitziat Mitzrayim. First, the Mizmor describes it from the perspective of the historical observer, Bnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, and then the other events, right, the splitting of the sea, etc., occur, right? This is how somebody who is looking at the events from the outside would see it. In this first section, there is merely observation. There's no attempt at understanding the connection. The second half, right, the next psukim, describe the same events from the perspective of the thinker, of the philosopher who's trying to understand. Why do you run? Why do you dance? Forces of nature, right? And the conclusion is that they're running before God. They are reacting to what Hashem has done for Am Yisrael, right? Now one has to, right? And then, right, at the end of this conclusion, right, the very next thing, as we see, is that who are they running before? The Mizmor says, from before the God of the world, the one who turns the rock into water. Now, one has to wonder why that specific description of Hashem is used, right? Why does the Mizmor conclude by saying, right, that all of these forces of nature are reacting to the God? Which God? The God who turns rock into water. Now, one would actually expect, given the structure of the Mizmor, which I just pointed out, that that the Mizmor would conclude, you know, from before whom do you run, O forces of nature? From the God who took Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, right? And that way the Mizmor would be very neatly structured, right? Hashem took Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, etc., right? All the forces of nature reacted. Oh, forces of nature, why are you reacting this way? We are running before the God who took Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, right? That would seem to be the logical structure of the Mizmor, but that's not what it says, right? It says that we're running before the God who turns the rock into water, right? Why that specific description of God? It seems like one once notes the structure of the Mizmor, as pointed out in that article by Aryeh Strauss, that essentially what the Mizmor is saying is that as we pointed out in many different ways throughout the Mizmor, that essentially the God who takes Israel out of Mitzrayim is one and the same as the God who controls nature, or in the specific example, who takes the water out of the rock, right? Basically the same, and basically not only is it one and the same God, but this God is basically, in those two examples, is basically doing one and the same thing, right? It's very interesting then, in some of the Midrashim on this Mizmor, there's a description of the act of Hashem taking Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, but say Yisrael and Mitzrayim. And, you know, the Midrashim describe this act in different ways. In one of them, it says that while Am Yisrael were a distinct people in Mitzrayim, they were very intertwined in Mitzrayim in many different ways. No time to go into the specifics of the Midrashim right now. But they were part of Mitzrayim, and the act of taking them out was difficult, right? It was hard to pull them out of Mitzrayim, right? As the pasuk, right, in the Torah says, right, Hanisa Elokim lakachat goy mikerev goy, right? Whoever heard of such a miracle, where Hashem, where our God would try to take one nation and pluck it out of another nation, right? Take it out from the midst of another nation, right? When else in history has such a thing happened? And yet, right, just as this Hashem, this God, manages to take rock, to turn a rock into water, or essentially to take water out of a rock where seemingly no water is to be found, and to make it into its own distinct entity with its own purpose, so too he was able to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, to take a nation out of another nation where they seemed not to be distinct, where they didn't seem to be their own entity, their own thing, and to take them out and make them into a mamlechet kohanim goy kadosh. So essentially that last example, that last description of Hashem in Pasuk Chet, which seems to be so surprising, right, doesn't seem to be what we want to be seeing, is essentially describing the same thing. The act of taking Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim and making them to This is the same act as taking water out of a rock, right? Creating a force, taking one thing of nature out of another thing of nature, where the one that's being taken out, it wasn't even realized that it was there to begin with, right? And so the two are parallel. And so once again, in this most meaningful of all the ways that we've seen so far, we see that there are parallels here. That the same God who has his control over the forces of nature is the same one that took Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim. The God who does one is the God who can do the other. Again, as we make our way towards the holiday of Pesach, right, we are also now in the beginning stages of the month of Nisan, right, the month of the spring, and much has been made in the Midrash and in Jewish thought of the parallels of Yitziat Mitzrayim, and nature this time of year. And so here in this mizmor, we perhaps have one more example of the parallels between what the historical event that took place during Chodesh Nisan, and the act of nature the acts within nature that Hashem does as well. Shabbat Shalom Uvarach, and Chag Kasher V'Sameach.